Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Monster Movie Media presents.
Greetings and welcome to episode 89 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, we take a look at all the films that Disney is releasing this year, 2016. And we determine whether or not they will be creepy classics or not creepy at all. But before we get started, I would like to just take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters for supporting the show. Thank you very much. And if you would like to support us here at the Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by going to patreon.com/creepykingdom. As of right now, there's not much on there, but we're coming up with some stretch goals and some rewards and some lot of Patreon exclusive stuff. So if you want to get in on the ground floor, do so by going to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, now, without any further ado, let's begin. Okay, I'm here with the evil queen of Creepy Kingdom.
Hi.
Ms. Roxy Tart. And the countess of Creepy Kingdom, Ms. Cupcake Terror.
Hello. Cupcake Terror is currently broadcasting from the hospital where she is busy recovering from when I beheaded her the other day.
Yes. It was a very long recovery. They say I can't leave the bed for at least another 12 hours.
Only 12 hours, huh? I think I say 12 months, but yeah. That's great. Well, your commitment to podcasting is unmatched. Thanks for recording.
I do my best. I really want our listeners to hear my voice. I suck at improv, you guys. I know you do.
We really want our listeners to hear your voice, too, so that's great. So we're here.
Bodied head.
Yep. No.
Okay. Sorry. Never mind.
No. You did get your head cut off, but hopefully you'll be attached to your body in another 12 months. So.
Hours.
Oh, sorry.
We have made huge medical advances in this country in the last few years, James, and now you can reattach a head in 12 hours.
Okay, I thought it was a year, but okay, great. That's great.
It's just silly.
It was definitely, I was looking forward to carrying your head around in a basket when we go.
God, God, that would be glorious.
So maybe you might want to hold off on the surgery to our next Disneyland trip.
Yeah, I might have to hold off. It's gonna make
I like it. I like that idea. It'd be so much easier to take her places. Seriously, because then, like, you know, we could always fly. And I wouldn't have to worry about, you wouldn't have to buy a plane ticket. I could just, like, put you in a hat box and put you in the overhead bin and we'd be good to go.
Overhead bin, mother trucker, you better buy me a seat or something.
I'm gonna give you a seat for your head? Hell no.
I gotta ride in style, and that style is not in the overhead bin where I get squished.
Have you seen my squished hat boxes?
Yeah, okay. I travel in the Louis Vuitton hat box then. Hat box.
Yep.
Were we supposed to be talking about movies or something?
Yeah. I just already lost control.
No. I was like, I was seeing where this was going. I'm sure our listeners were enjoying it as well. But anyways, getting back on track.
Hold on. I think that I found out what our Halloween costume should be, Roxy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Roxy Box Ghost.
I love it.
Roxy Box Ghost.
Yes. The Roxbox Ghost?
Roxbox? Yeah.
Yes, the Roxbox Ghost. I'll get all that up with, like, the top hat and everything, only it'll be all pink and sparkly. Yeah. I'll carry Katie around in a box.
Glorious idea.
Yeah, so we're going to revisit that and make sure you do it. This year.
Better have some Halloween parties this year. I mean, it is already February.
Yeah, it's coming up.
We need planning.
Well, speaking of February, and it's the beginning of 2016, we have a year's worth of Disney films to look forward to.
Yeah.
And we are the Creepy Kingdom. So I figured we'd kind of go through and see what potential creepiness, you know, is waiting for us this year.
So much creepy, actually.
I don't know. So we're just going to jump right into this. All right. Our first film of the year being released this March 4th of 2016 is Zootopia.
Oh, I can talk about Zootopia.
Cool. What's Zootopia all about?
In the mammal metropolis of Zootopia, Judy Hopps, who's a bunny, enlists herself in the Zootopia Police Department in order to In order to solve the case of a missing otter, she ends up forming an unlikely partnership with con artist Nick Wilde, who's a fox, where they also come across a savage outbreak among the missing predator citizens.
All right. So, let's get this conversation started about Zootopia.
The plot, just that right there, that's probably the most boring plot description ever. Like, there's nothing in there that's gripped me. So, thank goodness they have trailers, because that trailer is a lot of fun, and I really want to see it based on the trailer alone.
The trailer is a lot of fun. I had no interest in seeing this movie at all, based on description and, like, photos and stuff like that. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, all right, this could be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks amusing. It looks like it's kind of fun. Doesn't look like it's really too creepy. I mean, the mention of the predator citizens might, you know, that might lead to some dark moments there, but probably not.
I wonder if they're sharks.
I don't know. It seems to be only animals on land. I'm not so sure about it. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to go to the theater to see this. I guess I'll say that. I mean, it seems amusing, but it doesn't.
Not quite.
It's not that
theater
exciting.
Worthy.
Yeah. I might take Skylar to go see it, but.
Did Roxy have a brain fart?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yes, I'll see it in the theater if I decide to take Skylar to go and see it, and if he wants to see it, but otherwise I wouldn't see it in the theater. No, you had mentioned, are there sharks? And so I decided to look up what animals were in it, and no, babe, there are no sharks. They do all seem to be land animals. However,
whatever, there should be dolphins, because dolphins are mammals. Dolphins are mammals too, Zootopia.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk voices one of the characters, and we all love Alan Tudyk. He is a weasel who's a crook. He's like a small-time crook. His name is Duke Weaselton.
You know they're going to have some puns with the names. I'm, I, I want to see it in the theater just for the goofy aspect.
Dude, I love that reference. I love that reference. That's an awesome Frozen reference right there.
Mm-hmm. What is the reference? It's lost
to Frozen.
Yeah, in Frozen, the bad guy is one of the bad guys, kind of bad guy, is the Duke of Weselton, and they call him the Duke of Weaselton. They say it wrong.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, so he's the Duke of Weselton, and Alan Tudyk's character in this is named Duke Weaselton.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, it's made by the same people that made Frozen, so not a far stretch. So that's for. I'm glad you guys caught that reference. In the trailer, though, there's like mobsters that are kind of doing like a Godfather thing.
There are. What were they? They were like little mole rats or
something like that. I'm not sure what they were. That they seemed pretty funny.
Maybe they're the weasels.
Possibly.
Oh, maybe.
And
that's a distinct possibility. I don't know. They had like little
crooks.
That's what I was thinking. That was probably who it was.
That might be it.
And the other part about the movie, or the trailer, didn't watch the movie yet, is of course, the sloths at the DMV.
They are so adorable.
That was pretty funny.
He's the name of that character is Flash, the main sloth character.
Flash.
His name's Flash. He's the fastest three-toed sloth in the DMV,
which is hilarious.
Wow.
I wonder how DMV employees will feel about their anthropomorphic representations.
I mean, it's hard to argue.
it really is. Nothing goes fast at the DMV. But they do that probably as checks and balances to ensure all of our information is correct.
Of course.
Yeah.
What, are you some kind of DMV advocate over there?
Well, no, I'm hoping that someone that's listening, because I currently have my driver's license renewal coming to me, so I want to get it sooner rather than later. Good genie.
The mobster, you guys?
Yeah.
Fearsome crime boss in Tundra Town is Mr. Big. He's an Arctic shrew.
Oh my god!
So yes, this looks very amusing.
It does. Yes. It looks cute. The other sloth, Flash's co-worker, is Priscilla. It's voiced by Kristen Bell.
And she has cute little pink hair on her. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a cute movie. I give it 2 thumbs up.
I was like, what is this rating system that you're coming
but
up with?
Not creepy, so we give it 2 creepy thumbs down.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be creepy at all.
Creepy. Oh, you know what is creepy, though? In the preview, they allude to like hippies, and that since all of the animals wear clothing in Zootopia, there's like a nudist colony where all the animals are not wearing clothing, which I thought was funny and kind of creepy, but not like creepy.
That's not the kind of creepy that we talk about here on the
creepy. Say, my cat's not wearing clothing and I don't think she's creepy. Shayna, do you want a dress?
Oh no. Poor Shayna.
She loves it. All right, which movie's next?
All right. Our next film being released on April 15th, 2016 is The Jungle Book.
Hooray! I'm actually really excited for this one, guys. The plot is Mowgli, voiced by Neil Sethi, is a boy who was raised by the Indian wolves Raksha. Oh, I hope I say these wrong. Right. Lupita Nyong'o voices her. And Akela Giancarlo Esposito, which I guess is a guy. I don't know. When the fearsome scarred Bengal tiger Shere Khan, voiced by Idris Elba, threatens his life, since man isn't allowed in the jungle, Mowgli leaves his jungle home. Guided by Bagheera, the Black Panther, Ben Kingsley, yay, and Baloo the bear, Bill Murray, I'm really excited about that, sorry, he sets out on a journey of self-discovery while evading the human-hunting Shere Khan. Along the way, Mowgli encounters jungle creatures who do not exactly have his best interests at heart, including Ka, voiced by Scarlett Johansson, a python whose seductive voice and gaze hypnotizes the man cub, and the smooth-talking King Louie, voiced by Christopher Walken, an orangutan resembling Gigantopithecus, who tries to coerce Mowgli into giving up the secret to the elusive and deadly red flower. I'm really excited about this, guys. Every time a new trailer comes out, I just get goose pimples all over. It's going to be rad.
Yeah. No?
It's directed by Jon Favreau, which automatically makes it a movie that I want to see because I love him.
He's awesome.
And this cast is awesome,
right? Have like, you, ridiculous. So you guys have all seen the Wish trailer, right?
Well, of course. We're professional podcasters.
That's funny. Scarlett Johansson as Ka. She sounded great.
You hear her in the trailer. So.
It's possible that she might make Ka my favorite character. You mean Ka was not your favorite character before?
I don't really have a favorite character from the Jungle Book.
What?
I'm not a big Jungle Book fan.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
It's just not my movie. However, Ka and Shere Khan are the... I'm going to try that again. Ka and Shere Khan are Skylar's favorite characters.
Awesome.
So, all right. Yeah. I think just watch, you know... Not comparing it to anything else, just watching the trailer. It looks like super intense and dark.
It really does. You know. It does not look like a kid's movie.
No, not at all. Which kind of...
Well, the rating is... We have to look at the rating, right? Is it...
I think it's PG, isn't it?
Is it PG?
Oh, it's not R? Just kidding.
It's a Deadpool. Oh, gosh. You'd imagine an NC-17 Disney movie.
The real jungle is NC-17.
Right, yeah. I don't even think we could, like, pretend to talk about an NC-17 movie on here because it's a family show.
The whole family listens. So, I'm kind of not sure how this is going to turn out. I'm really eager maybe to see another trailer. Because most of the trailer that's come out, I mean, it's kind of a teaser because it's just a bunch of stuff out of context with voiceover. So, you don't really see any scenes or anything play out.
What do you want? I hate it when they play everything. I'm just like, just give me the teaser trailers. I'm happy. I'll watch it.
Well, in this particular case, I'm not really quite sure how the talking animals are going to play out in this hyper-realistic, intense world that the trailer has created.
You know how James is about his talking animals.
Yeah, we discussed this on Cinderella. Which, by the way,
that's true.
Follow up. I don't know if we've ever followed up on that topic. They didn't really bother me. The talking animals in live action Cinderella, the talking
mice. We've done it. We followed up.
Just
on
making
it.
Sure.
just let everyone know.
Not an intense movie, though. Cinderella's
no.
I didn't even really notice it really in when Ka's speaking. I mean, it's basically Scarlett Johansson doing the voiceover over the whole trailer. I don't think you ever see her mouth move. Like, did you guys notice that?
Who's in?
In the trailer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't think her mouth does move.
Yeah, so that, I'm really curious to see how the animals talk.
Well, all of their mouths move when they're talking. I mean, it looks like it. I thought you were talking about one specific character.
I didn't. Did you notice that in the trailer? I didn't notice that a character was talking and you saw their mouths.
I thought the whole trailer was just kind of a voiceover.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a voiceover Ka, and then you see Ka, but you don't see Ka's mouth move.
You guys haven't seen the newest trailer then. So the newest trailer was released on Super Bowl Sunday. So it is full action. That's why I was confused. I'm like, whoa.
I was talking about the first trailer. I guess not.
I don't think I've seen that one. I think I've only seen the teaser trailer.
No, you need to see the full trailer then, guys. And you're professional podcasters.
All right, hospital girl.
Wait, time. Let's watch the trailer.
All right, we'll watch it for you
take
guys.
Take a break. Let's watch it.
All right, so we have watched the new trailer, which I watched the Super Bowl, and I don't know, like, this went on when I went to the bathroom or something, because I certainly, if I saw this and somehow forgot about it, which that's pretty bizarre, I don't remember it at all. But we all watched it, we're all caught up to date, and hopefully everyone at home listening as well. So it did have lots of talking, as Cupcake Tarrant implied.
Yes, it did.
And it was not a lot less intense from the first trailer.
Yeah, I changed my mind. It's not an intense movie. I'm sure it'll have intense moments, but
yeah, totally.
It kind of sounded inspirational.
I love that he was whistling and singing the Bare Necessities. That made me endlessly happy.
Yes.
So, yeah. Are we to assume that is the only bit of music in the film, because I can't really see the other songs working their way into the tone.
Well, no, they played some of the other song too. They played another one, not the Bare Necessities. We can go back and listen.
I can't even imagine having the Jungle Book without you. I want to be like you.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
I want to walk like you, talk like you. To woo woo. They say it's true. They're gonna like me.
Can learn to be human too.
Okay. Okay, I forgot the words.
Katie.
This is gold. This is gold. This is
my
great.
God.
This is what everyone tunes in for. Your beautiful duets.
So sorry for the ears of those listening. Yeah, I'm really excited for this movie. It looks awesome. Shere Khan looks great with his like scarred eyeball. Or blanked out eyeball. He's blind in one eye. I think they'll do the movie as well as the book justice. So it looks awesome.
I am now less interested in this movie.
Why?
I'm sure I'll still see it eventually, but
yeah, you're gonna go see it with me, jerky.
Apparently I'm gonna go see it with you, but I don't know. I thought it had a different feel to it, you know, from that first Caesar trailer. It was way more intense. It was a little more grown up. And now it's just a talking animal movie. It reminds me of Babe or like one of the
what?
Stupid
Babe. I can't even believe the
yeah. one of the buddies movies. Like, nah, I'm cool.
I mean, Babe.
So fired
by the
right
way,
now.
No, I mean, Babe is kind of dark. You know, if you really sat there to think about what's going on in Babe, those are some dark movies. But yeah, I mean, it does seem less intense. It does seem like it almost seems like it's still an animated film, but less fun.
Like the buddies movies. You know what I'm talking about? The dog one, the Santa buddies.
Yes, I'm familiar.
I can't even believe we're friends sometimes.
That is the,
those
films are supposed to be the descendants of Air Bud.
Oh, yes. God. Yes. Oh, gee, Benny.
The spooky
Christmas.
Buddies.
Hey, I don't even want to tell you how many times I've seen Santa buddies, okay? Just don't. Maybe that's my issue. You know what? Maybe that's my issue with this whole talking animal movies thing, is that my exposure to the talking animal movies is way more than I would like it to be.
Or it's just super cheesy, bad talking animal movies.
Hey, we're still talking about Disney here, okay? Don't nobody make talking animal movies like Disney.
That may be true, but it doesn't mean they're
except
good.
For Babe.
But you can't put them on the same. You can't put them in the same sentence as a comparison to like the Jungle Book.
We shall
have you seen? I think it was called African Cats. It came out maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, it's the series of films that Disney usually puts out every year. But I guess they're
Documentary one, right?
Yeah, Disney Nature.
Their animal documentary. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was called African Cats. Whatever. I saw that movie, and that one was actually pretty intense. It was narrated by Samuel L. Jackson.
So it has to be
glorious. Yeah.
And it was...
He's probably using the BAMF word all the time in that one. Look at these African cats.
He wasn't providing commentary. Basically, I mean, what's great about those films is they're total throwback to the true life adventure films, the original Disney films, where they just film animals and then create a narrative like about their lives. And, you know, the African cats they were following were vicious, wild animals that sometimes things got a little rough. And I remember, like, I didn't really want to see it whenever I saw it. And I remember it and I was like, oh, that was pretty good. I enjoyed it. So, you know, I don't know. So
basically, we should all go see this one together.
Jungle Book?
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, generally speaking, I was going to put this out there now. I'm pretty much down to do a meetup for all of these movies at Downtown Disney and Disneyland. Because we're good. I'll go see any of them. But
it's Disney,
you know, even Zootopia, which I'm still on the fence about. But
I would love to do that.
I think what's most important here, though, and why I'm definitely going to go see The Jungle Book in the theater, is that we need to make sure that this film is a box office smash so that Jon Favreau makes the film I've been waiting forever to make, Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Yes. Okay, you're right. I will go see this in the theater just because I want him to make the park movie. Yes.
In case any listeners are unfamiliar, this is a film that has been in development for, I don't even know, probably at least 6 years, about a family gets stuck in Disneyland overnight and the park comes to life like Night at the Museum, which for me is probably one of the greatest concepts I've ever heard of in a film. I mean, I don't know. I mean, hopefully it's not just, you know, painters and, you know, custodial crews.
Custodial crew.
It's just third shift.
Yeah,
it's actually a documentary.
That's what it should be called.
It's just a documentary about third shift. Yeah.
Right on. So, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying, let's keep Jon Favreau, you know, and Disney together, because this film isn't even on the slate. It doesn't even have a release date. I mean, who even knows when this is going to get made? But let's just keep, maybe they'll bump it forward. I feel like they put out the release dates for the next 5 years. And
yeah,
sadly absent is this Magic Kingdom film, and probably the film I'm waiting for even more, just Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion movie. Still on the it hasn't been canceled, either of those films. But, and also I was, it was rumored or discussed, I don't know, that the Magic Kingdom film and the Haunted Mansion film would coexist in the, it would be tied together and it would be the same universe. I don't know how that would work, but I don't really care. But that's what I want.
As long as they get made, don't give a poop. It can happen, Disney.
I mean, I don't think the Haunted Mansion movie is supposed to be at the parks, but it's supposed to still tie together. So that's what I want more than anything. As far as the Disney. Oh, no, that's not true. I want those two things. And since it's my last Disney wish list here. Actually, no, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for a little bit later because it actually ties into another film. Ooh, so I'm going to have a little teaser for you. So any other thoughts on The Jungle Book?
Nah.
All right. Our next film we're not really going to talk about.
What?
Because we did an entire episode on it. A few weeks ago.
No.
Sorry, Cupcake.
No, we have to.
Weren't you on that episode?
Yes.
So we already talked about it.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Ah, poopy. I still want the little, toy that...
All right, the film that we're discussing...
Father Time gives to the right. Red Queen.
So the film we're discussing here is being released on May 27th. And this kind of starts a trend of Disney, they're cranking out movies almost once a month for a while.
Actually, this is actually an interesting point. So Disney Pictures, Disney Animation Pictures, for the first time is putting out two animated features in 1 year. This is the first time.
This is the first time?
Because you've got Pixar, then you have the two by Walt Disney Animation, then you have Disney's studios for their live action stuff, which is separate.
That's kind of neat. That's kind of nuts. First
time,
Disney. Huh?
Go Disney.
All right.
Well, they know their audience. They know people are willing to spend money on movies. So
not always. Well, it's funny because Disney films either seem to be blockbuster hits or total bobs. Doesn't seem to be much through the middle, which is, I don't know. It's very strange.
Of course, this day and age, you could kind of say that about a lot of the movies out there. Either a movie comes out and it's oh my God, you have to see this movie. It's a hit, blah, blah, blah. Or, hey, did you hear that movie came out a few weeks ago and now it's gone?
It's just all blockbusters or nothing. But the film that we're not going to talk about right now is Alice Through the Looking Glass. We did an entire episode about it recently, but I will say one thing. Since we talked about it, they haven't released a new trailer, but there's a commercial that has been released, which features all voiceover from Alan Rickman. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know. No. We're going with no.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's not a trailer. Apparently, it's a commercial spot.
Alice Through the Looking Glass. Oh, it was the Superbad ad, the Super Bowl ad.
I missed that. I mean, I did watch this commercial online. That was during the Super Bowl too.
Yep. I was going to say, James, did you just spend every commercial break from Super Bowl in the bathroom?
Yes, the whole time.
Interesting possibility. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Go to the bathroom during.
I don't watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the movie still is intriguing. I mean, it still looks fun. I'm still excited to see it. Obviously, some other people around here are super stoked to see it.
Yes.
That would be Cupcake, just in case anyone's wondering.
I seriously am, you guys. Like, that's... Yeah. All right, I'm done.
Very...
Otherwise, I'll keep going on about it, and it's not really fair.
That's the in-depth analysis our listeners tuned in for right there. I love it.
We did the show. If you want to hear our thoughts, specifically Cupcake Terror's fangirling, please go listen to our Alice Through the Looking Glass podcast.
Yeah, I just feel like we don't need to rehash it. It's something we did like not that long ago, so we can move on from that.
Next!
All right, next being released on June 17th is... What do you hate, June 17th?
Yeah, screw that day.
Is that a bad day for you? Jeez.
I guess because it's like June 17th. Wow.
June 17th. Wow. Well,
maybe. I'm just not excited about this.
Well, maybe. I was going to say, maybe from now on, June 17th will be a positive day because on June 17th, Finding Dory is getting released.
Taking place 6 months after Finding Nemo, Dory suddenly recalls her childhood memories. Remembering something about the jewel of Monterey, California, accompanied by Nemo and Marlin, she sets out to find her family. She arrives at the Monterey Marine Life Institute, where she meets Bailey, a whale, white beluga whale, Destiny, a whale shark, and Hank, the octopus, who becomes her guide. Okay. Okay. I'm a big Nemo fan. I have legitimately seen Nemo probably over 1,000 times. Like, no exaggeration, you guys. I have an autistic kid. He will watch it all day long over and over. I can recite Finding Nemo. This looks cute. It looks very Finding Nemo-ish. Like, here's my first thought. What is the number one address that everyone in the world knows from Finding Nemo other than their own address?
P blah 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 Sherman Way.
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Sydney. You guys, they were in Sydney Harbor, like Australia.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they're going to California.
Yeah.
They're going to Monterey. Do you know how big a clownfish is? I mean,
suspension
think about
of
this.
Disbelief. Hey, there might be another
an EAC.
Yeah,
there might be that goes from Australia to California,
or at least nearby. From like, they could like swim to New Zealand and then go to the ZAC in New Zealand and hop it over to Hawaii and then catch a cruise ship Hawaii over to Monterey.
The ZAC. So the EAC stands for East Australian Current.
ZAC.
Well, then the other one is the Zealander. Australian current.
Roxy, so basically what you're saying is that you can't suspend your belief. You can suspend it enough that fish are talking.
Yeah.
But you can't suspend
it
enough.
And they have an EAC.
That they're going from Australia to California.
EAC is real, dude.
EAC is real, yeah. That's a real thing.
Okay, fine.
I can suspend my disbelief enough that the fish are talking. Right. But I cannot suspend my disbelief enough to believe that a clownfish with a busted fin made it from Australia to California before he died.
All right. Well, isn't like Nemo like not supposed to be doing this? Is that?
I don't know. What are you trying to say about fish with little fins?
They probably shouldn't swim from Australia to California. that's what I'm saying. Well,
okay. You know what? It may be a plot point. No joke.
It might be. I'm sure they will figure out some way to explain it. But I'm just when I first read the description of this movie, that was my first thought was, damn, that's a long way for that little fish to swim.
Interesting thought. So, Cupcake, you're not interested
in
this movie?
I'm not excited. I thought that little Nemo was really cute, but I love Ellen. She's awesome and hilarious, and I love her voicing Dory, but I don't know. I didn't love the character enough that it needed a second movie.
Mm. All right, guys.
But I'm also not their target demographic, so there you go.
Yeah, probably not.
Yep.
All right, guys, I'm about to drop some bombs on, or some bombshells on and everyone here.
F-bombs?
What?
Are they F-bombs?
No, they're not.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. So I am not a Finding Nemo fan. I would go as far as to say that that is my least favorite Pixar film.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure that it is. I'm trying to think. I haven't seen Good Dinosaur yet. Not that I think it's my least, but just to be diplomatic. And that is mostly because I could not stand Dory. I found the Dory character to just be like nails on a chalkboard to me. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't seen the film since its theatrical release. So maybe if I watch it again, you know, how many years later, you know, it's more tolerable to me. But the announcement of a sequel was not interesting to me at all.
All you felt were nails on a chalkboard. You're like, I'm going to feel that way this entire movie.
Yeah, I'm just like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's one I'll be skipping.
Oh, God. And see, mine was the exact opposite. My thought was, hopefully he likes this one as much as Nemo, and now I can watch Nemo less. Like,
you got a plan.
Seriously. I already have that one memorized. I need some like, fresh content
here. Yeah, you need to update it. So that was that. So this past summer, I was at the D23 Expo, and I attended the animation panel, which was a pretty awesome experience. I did talk about that on the show somewhat, but it was like 3 hours, and it talked. They had so many different panels and things of upcoming films, and particularly they had a lot for Finding Dory, which they obviously had a lot of the movie completed already by that point since it's coming out, you know. Whatever, soonish. And they actually showed like entire scenes from the movie. And I will say, from someone that didn't even want to see the movie, after I watched the scenes, I was like, that was actually really good. Like, I was like, that actually made me want to watch the movie.
Nice. They turned you into a believer, huh?
You know what we need to do? We need to have a slumber party before we go see Finding Dory. We'll watch Nemo again so that everyone is caught up on the story so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I will happily act it out for you.
We don't actually need to play the movie.
I'll just watch that. Definitely watch you do a one-woman show of Finding Dory.
Oh, it's glorious. We need to record it. We can put it on Roxy's World.
You should see Skylar and I duet Nemo. Okay. I'll tell you what, we are good at it.
All right, I look forward to that.
All right, we need to start this out.
So, but the probably, and I don't know if I was caught up in the excitement there of what was going on here during this live presentation, but Ellen did come out.
What?
So Ellen was there, and then they announced the cast of the film. I mean, And I would say this cast, the main cast, and then they all came out like they were actually there.
Neat.
Rad.
And I got pretty excited because the cast did include Eugene Levy,
which is he plays Dory's dad.
Yeah, a veteran, you know, comedian. I'm like
Nemo's dad.
Yep. And then
Eugene Levy plays Dory's dad.
Yes. Dory's dad?
Yes, it's Albert. Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks plays Marlin.
Albert Brooks was not there, by the way. Albert Brooks didn't show up to this event. But who did show up was the person that's voicing the octopus, which was one of the scenes that I saw that I thought was really good, was Ed O'Neill, you know.
Oh, shush
the,
up.
The veteran, you know, Al Bundy from Married with Children. I mean, and you know, most people in these days know him from Modern Family, but that was like... I was like, oh, my God, Ed O'Neill's, like, right here. And then also Caitlin Olsen, who's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, does a voice. And then she came out, and I was just like, none of this, you know, has nothing to do with Disney or whatever, but I was just like, so I was pretty excited. And then they showed the scenes.
James, you were fangirling.
I was. Yeah. I was definitely fangirling.
Well, like the other movies that we've talked about, this movie has a great cast.
Oh, yeah. It's a solid cast, I will say. So I was kind of turned around by this. If I had not attended that event and saw the scenes, because I haven't seen, those are like exclusive scenes. Like you couldn't bring your cell phone in there. Like, you know, this is like, you know, Comic-Con lockdown kind of stuff. I haven't seen them come show up anywhere. They might even be changed. They might even been like works in progress for all I know.
Awesome.
But they looked like pretty fleshed out. I mean, it was full animation, full music, you know. Yeah. So guys, gals out there listening.
Yeah, gals.
Guys and gals. Guys. I wasn't talking to you two. I was talking about the listeners. Like, if you feel like you don't want to see Finding Dory, I think it might be good, guys. That's I don't know. Despite how annoyed I am by Dory. I think
that's a good, like, that's a good, dude. Swear to God.
Turn off the television.
Okay, fine. Xbox, turn off. Xbox, turn off. Yes. Sorry, I had to pause this whole time, so it wasn't a big deal, but I was watching Into the Woods, and then I reached the end of my pause, so it automatically started playing, and all of a sudden, like, I couldn't stop.
Like, oh, start watching again.
Girl, my bad. Okay, now it's off. It's gone. Okay.
All right, great.
That's a really good recommendation, James, the fact that you totally didn't like the first one and you want to see this one. I think people should listen to you.
Yeah, I was just saying. So I went from not wanting to see it to being like, this could be pretty good. I enjoyed it. So, you know, I keep it real. Mm-hmm. You know, I might even like Finding Nemo if I watch it again. I just...
Maybe you just have to watch it with the right people with a couple drinks.
The way it was intended.
Exactly, yeah.
Sure fate. Ooh, ha, ha.
Oh my gosh. Drinks.
Oh, yeah, we could have a tiki party and tropical theme movies.
Sure fate. Ooh, ha, ha.
I definitely think that's what they wanted to do there. All right, so I guess we can move on from Finding Dory. If you guys have anything else to say on it?
Nah.
All right, our next
film. Not creepy at all. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Finding Nemo actually, you know, the shark scenes were pretty creepy, right? Maybe there's some equivalent.
Escape.
And what
isn't that funny? It's spelled just like escape.
What about the, they had those scary fish that have lights.
That was the only creepy part of the movie was the anglerfish.
Anglerfish, that's where you...
Yeah.
I just... The only reason I remember that is because of the ride.
That's also my favorite part of the movie.
So, yeah. So maybe there's another part like that. So, I don't know. Either way, it might be good. So, moving on. Coming out on July 1st. Keeping with this movie a month thing they're doing for almost 6 months.
Right.
And actually, I will take a point right here. There's three films that are not on this list that are coming out through Disney that I just didn't feel like we were going to talk about on the show. And I'll just say them now. which is Captain America, Civil War, Doctor Strange, and Rogue One, Star Wars Story.
There's too much. Oh, my God. That needs to be a whole show on its own.
Yes.
I mean, I still don't view those as Disney movies. I know that, you know, Rika Dark. I can't.
They're not, though.
I can't do it.
LucasArts.
I mean, old Star Wars and the Marvel movies either. I know they're made by Disney. They're writing the checks, but I just don't. It's still not there.
Marvel is Disney.
Nope. I don't see it.
It's like chocolate and peanut butter. People took two of my favorite things and fused them together and gave Iron Man Mickey ears, and it just makes me happy. So I'm totally the opposite of you.
It doesn't compute in my head. It just
like
even at the Marvel's HQ in Disneyland, I just kind of feel like they're gonna, like, I don't know, So eventually someone will be like, hey, what are you guys doing here?
It's terrible.
What is this about?
Okay, well, since I could talk forever about Marvel movies and mm-hmm. Katie could talk forever about Star Wars movies.
And Marvel.
Right, but I'm just saying we're skipping them. But,
yes, those we're skipping.
But I mean,
my head's going to explode about Rogue
One. Wait. I have to ask, though, really, really quick. Katie, are you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Wow, she's really going through some things here.
I'm actually really thinking about this. I'm kind of Team Cap. I like Cap.
James, Team Cap or Team Stark?
This is a civil war going on in my home between me and my girlfriend.
Oh no.
Nice.
Because I'm Team Cap and she's Team Iron Man.
See, there's also a civil war going on in my home because Keegan is Team Cap and I am 110% Team Stark. So.
Yeah, but this is going to devolve into a nerd. We should talk about this on a different podcast because there's reasons why I'm Team Cap and not Team Stark.
Yeah, we'll save that for the Civil War episode because I don't know. We did an Age of Ultron episode, so why not?
Yeah, we should do some episode. And no, I get Vision. We have Vision. There you go.
Yeah, no.
All right, moving on. Talk clock's taking here.
Okay. There we are. Right, next movie.
Our next film being released on July the 1st, 2016, is The BFG.
Plot is Sophie, played by Ruby Barnhill, befriends a giant named The BFG. Mark Rylance is the actor, or voice actor, whatever. As they set out on an adventure to capture the evil man-eating giants who have been invading the human world.
All right. So.
So this is a book. It's based on the novel of the same name by Roald Dahl. Which, I don't, did you guys read that?
I have not read it, no.
Haven't read it.
Me either.
So they have released a teaser trailer for this film. And I'll start it off by saying, I think this movie looks great. In fact, I'm pretty excited about it. In fact, I think that this could potentially be a creepy classic. I think I'm watching it, I start having all those feelings of like the kind of creepy, sort of scary family movies that kind of drew me into all this kind of stuff when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it just,
yeah, like Escape to Witch Mountain and that kind of
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. It wasn't really creepy.
Not but. That one, that's more of a musical, but yeah.
Watcher in the Woods.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like this is kind of like that, which is kind of a risky move, I think.
I'm interested to see the real trailer, not the teaser trailer, because it could switch from being nice and you know that kind of family movie creepy to just being
like the Jungle Book did to us.
Yeah, but the teaser trailer for the BFG, we all watched it together, so I got to tell you guys, but you know, obviously the listeners didn't hear. I thought we were watching Peter Pan. I was sure. I was like, okay, it's nighttime. We're flying around London. There's an orphanage. Like, and then they showed the inside of the orphanage, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is the set from Pan, the movie that came out last year. Like, it very much felt like a dark Peter Pan type thing. And then, oh, it's a girl. So
you know, the film, The Pan, which was brought to us by the same studio that made Harry Potter. I just thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. They put that in their marketing, like from the same studio. It's like not the same people that made it, but the same.
No, just the same studio.
It's like, I'm sure the same studio that brought us the Lethal Weapon franchise as well. They didn't put that in there. Anyways, I haven't seen Pan, but I know that you like it, Roxy, because I saw that you said you liked it. Wait, are they
really liked it? So.
But back to BFG, you thought there was a lot of similarities to Pan.
And just the Peter Pan story in general. That was my first impression from the teaser trailer was I got a very, you know, spooky nighttime London orphanage English voiceover Peter Pan feel to it.
London has a lot of orphans.
A lot of orphanages as well for them to
say. A lot of orphanages and a lot of orphans. Yeah.
They should do something about that. Somebody get on that.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no big friendly giants in Peter Pan.
No, there's definitely not. Hey, maybe the people eating giants could actually help out that whole orphan problem.
That's kind of dark.
That's kind of awesome.
What? I'm saying,
now I'm going to go watch this movie in hopes that is what happens.
So one thing I will say why I am particularly excited for this film is that it is directed by Steven Spielberg.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I... And
directed and produced.
And produced. Like this...
Nice.
And I think it was for a while there, Disney and Spielberg, Disney as a company, were kind of collaborating. They were releasing a few of his films that weren't magical, they're whatever, I don't know, not magic, you know what I mean? Just more adult, you know, they're releasing them under Touchstone, or whatever. They had a little bit of a partnership going for a while, but I think that this, like, it's ended, actually, and that this is actually, like, the end of it, which kind of upsets me a little, because I was kind of, I mean, I think Spielberg and Disney coming together to do something like this is really exciting. Because if unless I'm wrong, you know, the real last time they did it on this level was, of course, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
And we all knew that movie's awesome.
Which I will now reveal the third thing I want to happen is I please just somehow make a sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yay! Oh, that's a brilliant. Oh, that would be so cool.
Every few years. Like, even it's like Cups Up. They're in talks. It's going to happen, or blah, 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 or blah, blah. And the main problem there's so much awesome Roger Rabbit stuff was supposed to happen, but was canceled or didn't happen because of the franchise is like half owned by Steven Spielberg and other half,
and
owned
half by Warner Brothers.
No, it's not owned by Warner Brothers. Half is Disney.
Oh, it's Disney?
It's half Disney and half Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, and there was just a lot of conflict about, you know, along the way. I think there has been at least three attempts to make a sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit since the movie came out. Both of them came very far along, or I remember the first two came very far along, and then they were scrapped. And then there was talks about it. Like, a few years ago, it was bubbling up, and then it was just this shot. It's just like, what is the big deal, you guys? Like, make the movie. Like, you make crap movies all the time. Why don't you make a good one?
Maybe it wasn't good. It could have been that the stuff they were working on was absolutely horrible.
I don't even care, dude. I just want more.
No, you got to care. Because you know that if they come out with a really crappy sequel to Roger Rabbit, no one's going to be happy. You're not going to be happy.
I literally wouldn't care. I would not care. I'll tell you why. I want more, like, this, like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is, like, one of my all-time favorite movies. And when pressed to pick a favorite Disney movie, that's what I say. And I want more of that world. I want more of that universe. I want more Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit is an iconic character who probably has, I don't even know, less than 5 minutes of screen time in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like, she's barely in the movie.
The amount that she's in there.
I mean, she's, you know, she definitely was an impression, but I'm saying she's maybe 10 minutes, but she's barely in the movie. And I looked forward to that. And there was a show, I think it was called Bonkers or something.
Yeah, I remember Bonkers.
Yeah, well, that show was originally supposed to be a Who Framed Roger Rabbit cartoon. And at the last minute, Spielberg backed out or didn't want him to do it. And that just made me upset, the fact that there could have been a second-rate weekly or everyday cartoon of Roger Rabbit. I would have loved it. I don't know. Anyways, I know that's not coming, but probably never going to happen. And, you know.
We'll just have to make your own. We'll draw little stick figures, and we'll see if people from the original movie can voice them.
Sounds good. We'll get a stick because I'm a really good artist.
Yeah. Well, I will animate a whole movie with stick figures. We'll make this happen.
All right. I feel like that's not going to work. I feel like I want to actually see the characters. But anyways, we'll see what more comes from BFG, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
So far, I'm looking forward to it. All right. Our next film, being released on August 12th, 2016, is Peach Dragon.
Woo! So, according to Wikipedia, there is no listed plot for Peach Dragon. But this is a live-action slash animated fantasy comedy genre based on the short story by S.S. Field, and it's a remake of the 77 film Peach Dragon by Disney. So there's not a whole lot of information about it. Like you said, it comes out in August. It is not a musical, though. The original one had music. This one's not a musical. And Elliot on this one is going to be CGI instead of hand-drawn like he was in the original.
So my first thought when I heard this was coming out was like, you know, kind of a big why. I don't know. I mean,
it is an interesting choice for a remake because, you know, the original one came out in 77. It's not super popular. A lot of people don't know about it. Most people only know Elliot because of like the Main Street Electrical Parade.
I mean, that has to be it, right? Like, that's probably the biggest thing. The Main Street Electrical Parade is, yeah, Elliot's in it. I can't think of anything else that people would even know.
And even then, like, you can hear kids, oh, who's that? Who's the dragon? Who, you know, like they don't know who it is. So yeah, I totally understand your why.
I mean, I remember liking this film a lot when I was a kid. And yep. I'm pretty sure that the only reason I probably really liked it is because there was a huge cartoon dragon. You know, like, and I haven't watched it since I was a kid, so I don't know if it holds up. From what I hear, it doesn't. Other people have watched it recently.
I love Peach Dragon. That was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. I thought it was cute and fun, and I loved it, and I loved Elliot, and I'm really excited to see what they do with the new movie. Also for the fact that it's got Carl Urban and Wes Bentley in it. Yes, thank you, Disney. Thank you.
It's funny because you're excited about Carl Urban being in it. Michael C. Hall was supposed to play that part, and he's not, and Carl Urban replaced him in the cast. So I was excited about Michael Hall being in it.
Nah.
I like Carl Urban, don't get me wrong, but I really like Dexter, so, you know.
But I like Wes Bentley even more than I like Carl Urban, so.
Well, I mean, the main thing that worries me is not so much the supporting cast. Is that you said it's going to be CGI instead of hand-drawn, which I guess isn't really a shock. But when I hear that, I just think that it's not going to be cartoony. It's going to be all
serious. Well, we were just talking about this. Jungle Book, same thing. It's not cartoony. It's very, you know, real life. And
but I feel like that's the only thing that's good about Peach Dragon is that there's a cartoon dragon in it. Like, otherwise, it's not the most compelling story on Earth.
It will be interesting to see what style they do Elliot in. If they keep with the whole, like, you know, fantasy medieval cartoony style dragon, or if they decide to go with something more realistic looking, or, you know, like that. It'll be interesting to see that.
I'm excited.
I mean, this, you know, this comes up again, and is in every time we talk about this stuff. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I mean, they're doing these live action films, and I mean, it's some of those are interesting. You know, I mean, there's mixed results on them. You know, I mean, I haven't heard too many people really excited about Sorcerer's Apprentice that came out a few years back.
I love that movie.
All right, well, there's one person really excited about it.
Just rewatched some of that on it was at work at my restaurant, and it was on television. It was really slow that day. We were all standing around watching it. One of the guys is like, "This is the worst movie ever." I'm like, "Well, yes, no."
Well, I haven't seen it, so I don't
cage in it, so it can't be.
I can't think of a single one of these like live action remakes that's been done that I haven't liked. So I don't necessarily love them all, but I don't think there's one yet that I haven't liked.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever been like absolutely horrendous or terrible.
Just except for that horrible Maleficent Maleficent movie. Do you remember that one?
What a pile of crap that was.
Really, guys? Come on.
Well, that was not a live action remake, actually.
It was not a live action remake. Thank you very much. And it was also a whole new story and a reason. And
no, I'm messing with you. I know.
What about
shutting up now? My nerd rage.
What about 102 Dalmatians?
No, Roxy loved those movies because she got to see Cruella's.
I got to see Cruella. What do you what can I say?
I didn't see 102. I did see the 101. I just figured 102 was probably not that good.
102 is when she
reforms.
Yeah.
Yeah, it opens and she's in a mental asylum and she's got all her crazy. Anyways, I'll watch anything with Cruella in it. Come on now.
All right, well, maybe that's fun too. I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. I mean, we got three of these movies coming out. I mean,
the live action remakes.
Yeah, you know, and I'm just like,
well, that's Disney's new MO right now. I'm just live action.
Give me
remakes.
A break.
Already done. Yeah,
I want them. Can we like petition for what we want them to make? Because like, I brought it up earlier, but could they remake Watcher in the Woods? Because that movie was creepy as. Things I'm not allowed to say on this show. Awesome.
Well, I mean, I mean, some of those would be cool remakes to like from live action remakes, but I'm talking about these like from animation to live action adaptations. Like, I feel like this, I mean, some of them are fun and some of them are maybe I don't like or whatever, but I feel like you can't recapture that magic again.
I think they're trying to, though. They're trying to recreate things. For a new audience, for a young audience,
That's what I was going to say. They're not trying to recapture it for us. We had our magic. They're trying to make it magic for the new audience who would watch 77 Peach Dragon and be like, what
exactly? Exactly.
Well, sure, there's that. But the real point is to make something else that would capture them.
But that's too hard.
They have a lot of original stuff, you know, and... It's like, just easier that for them to recreate stuff that's already been done.
I don't know. I don't applaud that from an artistic standpoint. You know,
but you're also not an accountant in the Disney company.
Well, listen, we're not here talking about, you know, how to make millions of dollars. We're judging art here. We're talking about the creepiness of Disney films and theme parks. So I don't really care about that element of it at all. I'm just saying from an artistic standpoint, you know, it wasn't how much money these movies made that made us love them when we were younger. You know, like...
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see. There's been no footage. There's been nothing about this Peach Dragon movie. No stills. I don't know.
Don't see if it happens.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to, like, bomb and no one's going to talk about it. Like, I just...
It'll be another Black Cauldron.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, don't
it's
you
the
worry,
dirty
dude.
I will stepdaughter.
All right. Disney, don't worry. You got one ticket sold.
You got me. Good.
Well, I'm gonna see it. So there's two.
I mean, I'll probably see it. Well, whatever. I'm just saying, the idea of it isn't exciting to me. But we all heard about how my reaction to Finding Dory was.
Right.
True.
There you go.
All right. So we're gonna round out the year of Disney films. We got one more film here.
And... Oh, wait, real quick before we go on.
Yes.
I decided to look it up because I wanted to. And there is concept art for Peach Dragon. There's only a couple of things. But for anyone wondering, in the concept art, Elliot does look basically like he used to.
Where do we find this?
On the Google?
Yeah, on the Google. I sent. I'll send it to you.
Share it with our listeners. I haven't seen this. This just in. All right, it's concept art.
That's current.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's current.
You never know.
All right. Well, I you know what? This is a case where I want Elliot to look like this. I want him to be more cartoony than realistic. You know, because that to me that's the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Of the first.
I'll tell you what, though. I hope Pete gets a better wardrobe. And maybe a bath.
No.
Yeah, bad might be good.
He's a dirty little kid. Anyways, all right. Our last movie.
Yay.
Our last film being released on November 23rd, 2016, Moana.
Yay.
It's all yours, Cupcake.
Awesome. In ancient Oceania in the South Pacific, the young Moana, a born navigator, set sail in search of a fabled island. During her journey, she teams up with her hero, the legendary demigod, Maui.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited, you guys. Seriously, I'm so excited. I don't know,
it's like she's excited or something.
Are you excited?
I am excited. One, I'm really excited that Disney decided to look for talent in the Pacific Islands, in Hawaii, and that the girl that they have playing Moana is a 14-year-old Ali'i Cravalho, I believe is her last name. I might have.
And that it's not Kristen Bell.
And it's not Kristen Bell.
Because, I like Kristen Bell.
Because the girl...
Because when they did Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch was adorable, but the girl who played Lilo was not Hawaiian. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, especially as a little kid, I actually have cousins that feel this way. As a little kid, they see Lilo and they identify with her. And then when they actually found out that Lilo was a white girl, it kind of blew them for a loop a little bit. So bravo to Disney for choosing talent from the South Pacific Islands or the Pacific Islands, South Pacific, whatever.
Right.
I know my friggin' geography.
Yeah. Ooh,
my bad.
Sure you do.
The VAC.
Yeah, VAC.
VAC. And also, Maui is voiced by Dwayne Johnson, who's always awesome.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love The Rock, so.
So at that same presentation at the D23 Expo, there certainly was no finished scenes of this, but they did show a lot of, you know, of the art, concept art. And it looks like a pretty fun movie. There wasn't really anything in there that I thought from what they showed what could be creepy. But
no, I don't think this will be that creepy.
But, I will say that The Rock did come out at this presentation.
You shut your mouth hole.
I mean, this was a pretty star-studded event. I mean, I talked about it on the show. There's a lot of things I did not like about the D23 Expo, but this presentation and waiting in line, I hated waiting in line for it. I waited 2 hours to get to it. It was like 3.5 hours long, and I absolutely loved it. And just the fact all these like superstars are coming out and doing all that, it was pretty exciting. But
wait, you only waited 2 hours?
Yeah, that is way past my tolerance of standing in line.
Man.
The line situation at D23 Expo was a nightmare. It was a real bummer, which so I have to say, it's giving me second thoughts about ever wanting to go again. But then I'm torn because the things they had there were excellent. Like, they were top notch.
So much awesome stuff.
You know, so it's you know, until I become a VIP, which I don't know why I wasn't, by the way.
Right?
Don't they know who you are?
Don't they know who I am? whatever, but anyways, we don't really know much about this movie besides The Rock and where it takes place, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm. It'll be
adorable.
And Cupcake is excited.
I am very, so very, very excited. All the excitement.
So
all the excitement.
There's our year of Disney films.
Yay! Which none of them are really creepy.
We'll
Except for the giant one.
We'll see. BFG might be creepy.
Yeah,
Jungle Book might have some moments. I still think Alice is. I think Alice is gonna shine
through.
That'll
have the creep factor the most.
At the end of the year, we should do a like a Creepy Kingdom award. For the creepiest Disney movie of the year. We should memorialize one of these movies as the creepiest.
So that's it. That's what we got, huh?
Hooray!
Yeah.
Cool. So before we get out of here, before we release back to the wild and you get back to the hospital, don't forget, everyone. Cupcake's in the hospital.
Yes, I am in the hospital. You guys are silly.
We got some listener email.
We have another email from our Creepy Kingdom fan, Crystal Dungeon. Not Dungeon. Not... We apologize, Crystal, that we mispronounced that the last time you wrote us an email.
Which says, I still wish that was your name, because that's a badass name. I'm sure you wish it was your name, too.
But that's cool. That's cool. We like Crystal, you know. This, hey, James, I just want to let you know I love your podcast, Creepy Kingdom. I've listened to almost all the episodes. Keep up the good work, Crystal. Well, Crystal, we are really happy that you're still listening.
That's awesome. All the episodes. I mean, I would say I haven't listened to all of them, but I have. But there's a few I haven't listened to. I listen to them while we're doing it, but just me, I listen to all of them.
I have not listened to every episode of Creepy Kingdom. I just want to get that out in the open. Like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
My bad. I know.
Well, it looks like you or myself or you know, or we're not the experts here, but Crystal has, so she probably knows. She could probably answer all the Creepy Kingdom trivia.
She probably could. But seriously, Crystal, we really appreciate the fact that you have not only listened to basically all of the episodes, but that you keep listening to them and that you take the time to write us, not just once, but like 3 times. It's super awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate that. And I'm sure that this was prompted by the email that we read a few episodes back about someone hating on us, which I actually have gotten some other messages, not necessarily emails to the show, but people have reached out and just wanted to let me know that they don't find me annoying.
So, aww, that's nice.
So I don't find you annoying, James.
You're allowed to laugh, James. That's cool. Yes. People are good with that.
They're really okay with that. There's just that one guy. I don't remember his name, but
screw that one guy.
Just that one guy.
You one guy.
That one guy.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, I think what's most important here is now that we have a year of Disney films coming up, is that if you're on Facebook, you need to do yourself a favor and join the Citizens of the Creepy Kingdom Facebook page group, not page group.
Group.
Because that is an incredible group. Not just incredible, just not tooting our own horn here. That is just that's just like the best place for us to actually interact with our listeners. Because you can't really do it on a page. I don't know. That's not really too interactive. So.
But yes, join the Citizens of the Creepy Kingdom Facebook group. We want to talk to you. Come talk to us. Show us creepy Disney stuff. We post stuff all the time.
Yep, and people on the group post stuff and we all have a great old creepy time. So, all right, guys. Say your goodbyes.
Bye.
Would like to contact us here at the show, you can do so by emailing us creepykingdom@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out any of our other podcasts, such as Roxy's World, Even James the Podcast, and Curvy Cutie Chat, you can do so by visiting monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pics, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, just go to creepykingdom.com. If you're on Facebook, it would be pretty sweet if you join our Facebook group, Citizens of the Creepy Kingdom. You can find the link to that group by going to the Creepy Kingdom Facebook page, which of course is facebook.com/creepykingdom. And once again, if you would like to help us do this show, best way for you to do it is by visiting patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, until next time,
keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.
Ha 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 ha!